Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The DH, Pat Tabler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Scott Bales. And now, play ball. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is called out on strikes. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard strikes out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler takes first base on ball four. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabler moves to second. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby takes first base on ball four. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0 for 1 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Carcoviche and he is out, Manrique applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. Bernazard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0 for 1 in the game. Redus hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Redus moves to second. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0 for 1 in the game. Calderon hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hill reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Manrique who tags Tabler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 1 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Redda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby is called out on strikes. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 0-for-1 in the game. Manrique hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carcoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. Carcoviche strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards short. Manrique settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-2 in the game. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-2 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. Calderon goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mark Hughesman now pitching. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-2 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hairston scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen pinch hits for Fred Manrique. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen now playing shortstop. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a fly ball into center field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkovice strikes out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Royster hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Redus is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Royster fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Casey Parsons pinch hits for Rick Dempsey. Casey Parsons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parsons hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Bando now catching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 3 in the game. Hill hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hairston scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 3 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0 for 3 in the game. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bernazard moves to third. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. Bernazard scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carter moves to third. Brian Clark now pitching. Junior Noboa pinch runs for Pat Tabler. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Mel Hall. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Redus. Castillo reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Noboa moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob James now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.